Right now, a lethal strain of bird flu is wreaking havoc in the lower 48. It's clear that migrating flocks have something to do with spreading the illness between farms and across continents. But exactly what is still fuzzy? As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, a remote spot in southwest Alaska may hold some clues.
The Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge is pretty far off the road system, unless you count the avian highways that run overhead.
Eisenbeck provides wonderful staging habitat for large numbers of migratory birds, both from Eurasia and North America. And so there's the potential for viruses to mix and be spread.
That's Andy Ramey, a researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey and the author of a new study on bird flu. Ramey and his colleagues wanted to figure out how migration might be helping the virus get around. So they visited the Eisenbeck Refuge every fall when emperor geese and northern pintail ducks were passing through. Over 4 years, the team collected almost 3,000 swabs and fecal samples. None of them contained deadly flu, like the kind that's killing off poultry in the Midwest. But Eisenbeck did show an exact match for a harmless strain of bird flu that's only been found in China and South Korea. After some genetic tests,
what we found was these viruses were sort of hybrids. That is, they're essentially half Eurasian and half North American.
These mixed-up viruses aren't uncommon at the edge of the continent. Move further inland, though, and you're more likely to find pure ones. Ramey says that's what researchers have been looking for as they try to prove that migration's spreading bird flu. There's been a lot of effort
to find an apple in the basket of oranges or an orange in the basket of apples.
Finding a half-apple, half-orange virus in birds on both sides of the Pacific Ocean has never happened before, according to Han Ip. He's with the National Wildlife Health Center.
One possible mechanism of how this happened is that a Eurasian virus was brought by wild birds into Alaska, and an assorted virus emerged from a co-infection there that now generated this combination virus, which has a little bit of Eurasian genes and some North American genes.
From there, it might have hitched a flight back to Asia with a migrating duck or goose, or it could have spread out from Russia. Either way, it's a long journey. But Ip and Ramey say there might be more versions of the bird flu out there taking a similar path. Going forward, Ramey wants to continue testing birds in the Eisenbeck Refuge to find out what kind of viral baggage they're bringing with them and what happens when it gets unpacked across borders. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.